Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Richmond's Morning News. I'm Rich, and it is Monday, November 10th, here on News Radio WRVA, celebrating a century of being the voice of Virginia. We've got a good show planned for you this morning, and I don't say that just because, hey, good morning, everybody. Today we'll have a wonderful... Now, listen, when we have really good shows and a lot of great, interesting guests, I'm going to tell you, when there's days we have to hustle and double and triple down in order to bring you an entertaining show, I'll tell you that as well. Today's one of those days. Show's going to be pretty good. I can almost guarantee you by looking at the lineup of guests and topics that we have for you this morning. Most importantly, though, the one thing that I always want to throw out more than anything else every morning is the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140 is the number for you to join us. Now, coming up on the show, we're going to talk about the Marine Corps having their birthday today. The government shutdown looks like it's coming to an end. Scary, scary story about ICE and a gang putting out hits on them. Trump went to an NFL game. We have all of that coming up for you here on the program. So let's just get after it this morning. Again, the text number for you to join us, 833-804-1140 on the James River Air text line. Plus, we'll get your telephone calls, and we randomly will mix in calls as we go through the morning as well. But right now, here's the five things people are talking about around Richmond this morning.
And now, five things you need to know. Number one.
All right.
It's now only a matter of time before the government shutdown is over, probably later this week. Senate broke a filibuster on a new GOP spending package, which will end the shutdown. The vote was 60 to 40. The Senate needed all 60 of those yeas to break the filibuster. 52 Republicans and 8 Democrats teamed up to greenlight the bill. The bill funds the government through late January. 3 other parts of the government are funded through September. Most Democrats held out for a deal to offset spiking health care costs, but they never got anything ironclad. The Senate likely passes the bill later this week.
All right, that's Chad Pergram reporting from Washington, D.C. Looks like this government shutdown is going to be over. We'll talk about that and get the reaction. There's a couple reasons why. If you watch the best of the Sunday shows, Scott Bessent just bodied up George Stephanopoulos. Hakeem Jeffries got called out of the carpet. All the Democrats did because they keep saying, oh, this, no, you guys shut down the government. Plain and simple. We'll have the best of the Sunday shows. We're going to talk about what this all really boiled down to. Coming up on the program, 6:30, we'll get into the best of the Sunday show. 7:30, I'm going to ask the question, what did you really get out of this government shutdown? And the answer is nothing. We'll talk about that coming up on Richmond's Morning News.
Number two.
The answer starts when the Marine Corps was founded in 1775. The Continental Navy needed sharpshooters to give the frigates an edge over the superior English Navy.
Yeah!
Marines picked off dozens of enemy seamen in our nation's first battles at sea.
Happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps, celebrating 250 years. It's rather interesting fun fact, I guess, that the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Marine Corps actually predate our country. As they put together and started a navy, they got on their ships and they discovered if you're going to go against the British Armada, you're going to need more than just sailors out there. You actually need fighting men that are able to take on the battle with the British and take on their Marines. And we started the Marine Corps 250 years ago. It originated at the Tun Tavern. If you go up to Quantico, to the Marine Corps Museum, which is an amazing museum I think everybody needs to go see, they actually have a replica of the Tun Tavern that you can have lunch in. It's beautiful. I've been there before. I encourage everybody to go up. But from all of us here at News Radio WRVA to all our Marine Corps veterans, our current Marines that are living and breathing and serving right now, our great country, those that will follow in their footsteps into their families, happy birthday to all the U.S. Marine Corps, the Devil Dogs, the sharpest looking of all of our services. Happy birthday to you and thank you for all that you've done to protect our freedom and keep us free.
Number three. Border Patrol agents have received an alert that the leadership of the very potent Latin King street gang has put out a directive for a shoot on sight of immigration officers and federal agents operating as part of Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago. And this comes after DHS says shots were fired at Border Patrol agents operating in the Little Village neighborhood here in Chicago. DHS says a black Jeep drove up on the scene when the agents fired shots and sped away. No one was hit. DHS says protesters on the scene threw rocks and paint cans at the agents.
What have I said since day one, folks? You promote what you permit. So what are we seeing right now? Well, we've seen members of Congress jostle and yell and scream at ICE officials. We've seen a sitting U.S. senator try to bum rush Kristi Noem. We've seen the protest. We've seen all of this. We've seen the quote-unquote disappearing act that we keep hearing out of the nonsense from people that are fighting against ICE, and literally this has now become a fight. If we weren't alarmed when we had someone take pot shots, killing two detainees in Texas, now in Chicago, the Latin Kings, and that is a serious street gang, has put out the green light. What's a green light? I can tell you from personal experience because it's happened to my dad when he worked in the prison system. Green light means that they've okayed the assassination, the killing of someone. It happened to my family. It is scary. And for all those folks that want to fight and complain about ICE, I'll share experience that I had that's personal. That my dad worked in the California prison system. They put a green light on all the officers that were working one day. We actually had to go into hiding. So when I talk about these ICE officers and the face masks and all the rest, I know what I speak of from experience when you have to live in fear that someone's going to come after your family. We'll talk about that with a former chief of the Customs and Border Patrol, Chris Klemm. He last worked in the Yuma sector. He's got lots of experience with this. He's going to join us. You don't want to miss this coming up at 8:35.
Number four.
It was the first time since Jimmy Carter in 1978 that a sitting U.S. president attended a regular season NFL game, with President Trump watching the Washington Commanders and Detroit Lions as a guest of Commanders owner Josh Harris. Trump helping lead a halftime Veterans Day ceremony, swearing in new members of the military, and then joining Kenny Albert and Jonathan Vilma in the Fox TV booth, with the Commanders facing fourth down.
Let's see what happens.
On fourth down, Mariota throws to the end zone, touchdown!
Just like you dialed it up.
Samuel!
Now your ratings have gone up because there's hope.
Now, despite that, the Commanders did not win the game. This also comes amid reports that the president wants the team to name its new stadium after him. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
That is going to make the Never Trumpers, their heads going to explode because there's the new stadium that they're building for the Washington Redskins. And he says, hey, you know, if you want to name it Donald Trump Stadium, could you imagine the protest that we would see if that happened? Anyway, President went to the NFL game yesterday watching the Lions beat the Commanders in D.C. Oh, people's head would explode if that happened.
Number five.
This guy, Mom Donnie, was charging people $13 a beer at his victory party the other night. Socialist by day, capitalist by night. You can't even offer the people an open bar. It's bad enough you just spent the year telling people they're going to have it all.
Oh, we'll talk about that with Brian Kilmeade coming up at 7 o'clock. Zohran Mamdani, the new mayor of New York, going to give free stuff to everybody. Well, except for beer at your victory party or things like that. So, ladies and gentlemen, mess around and find out. New York's about to find out. And I'll throw out something to Brian. I brought this up on the program before. Why are all these kids wanting free stuff? You know who I'm talking about, right? If you're a Gen Xer, you've got a kid who's Gen Z or millennial, they kind of expect everything. Free stuff, free this, free that, because we babied them. And I've got an idea. I think Jennifer Aniston and the cast of Friends are the reason why Zohran Mamdani got elected mayor of New York. If you think about it, everybody who's ever moved to New York wants to be like Rachel and Friends. What does she do? She had a little part-time job as a coffee shop waitress. She worked at this fancy department store. But you know what she never really did? You never saw her work 40 hours a week or put in overtime. They have this huge, gigantic, beautiful apartment. They've got everything they want. They never go hungry. You never hear them complain about they can't pay their rent. Everything's so perfect. They sit in a coffee shop all day just BSing with their friends. And by the way, how in the world do they always get that couch right in the middle and everybody else has to sit in the end? It's this fantasy that you were sold about what it's like to live in New York. And meanwhile, how many people do you know that had a daughter or a son? Oh, I want to go live in New York. When they get there, they discover it is not Friends. It is actually the Big Apple. And you better grind. You're going to live in an apartment that's like 200 square feet. And it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. And they're like, no. This isn't the promise I got from Friends. This is wrong. Zohran, give me free rent. Let me live like Jennifer Aniston. We'll talk about that with Brian Kilmeade coming up. It's 7:05. And that's what people are going to be talking about today here on Richmond's Morning News. Coming up, we'll have the best of the Sunday shows. I'm pretty fired up for that. You're going to want to hear Scott Bessent go toe-to-toe with George Stephanopoulos. Also, our governor-elect Abigail Spanberger was on the Sunday shows as well. We'll talk about all of that coming up here at Richmond's Morning News. I'm Rich Schreier. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, November 10th, and this is News Radio WRVA. All right, good morning, everybody. I'm Rich. Thanks for joining us here on Richmond's Morning News. Coming up on the program, we will give you the Sunday spin, the Sunday shows. The reason why we do this is you need to pay attention to what the Democrats are saying and what the Republicans are saying, because they're telegraphing their punches that they're going to throw for the week. On the left, you're going to hear them talk about Donald Trump, and it's his fault that we have a shutdown. But you saw them get posted up, especially Scott Bessent posting up George Stephanopoulos. Hakeem Jeffries called out as well. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing them start to cave, and we'll see this government shutdown hopefully shut down this week. So the shutdown should happen this week. So we'll get into that for you coming up on the program. And then Brian Kilmeade joins me beginning at 7 o'clock. We got a lot going on this morning at Richmond's Morning News. Make sure you stay with us all morning long. We'll get you to work as well with news, traffic, and weather all right here on the Voice of Virginia, News Radio WRVA. Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Richmond's Morning News here on News Radio WRVA. My name is Rich Schreier. Thanks for joining us. It's time for us to give you a recap of what happened on the Sunday shows. I watched them so you don't have to, but it's important for you to know what happened on these Sunday shows because it really sets the groundwork for what we're going to see during the week in Washington, D.C., and in politics and news around the country and sometimes around the world. So let's get after it. Here's the Sunday shows, the best of the Sunday show recap for you here on News Radio WRVA. Let's start with Fox News Sunday, hosted by Shannon Bream. One of the guests that they had on Fox News Sunday was DNC Chair Ken Martin. And this kind of goes back to the election that we had 6 days ago here in Virginia. He was asked by Shannon Bream about the candidates that we're seeing on the Democratic ticket. She referenced Jay Jones, who was elected Attorney General here in the Commonwealth. And there's a gentleman in Maine that's running for the Senate who said some pretty awful things and had a Nazi tattoo. Normally things that you would say would be, well, disqualifying, but apparently, according to the DNC chair, that's not his job to decide who they're going to align with or who they're going to run. His job is, well, I'll let you take a listen.
Well, let me just first say that I find all of those comments completely offensive. They're hurtful. He should apologize. I believe he has apologized. I believe he has, you know, told the folks in Maine that that does not represent where he stands now. But ultimately, it's not up to me, you know, in Washington, D.C. to decide who our candidates are or are not. That's up to Mainers. That's up to the voters there to decide whether or not his comments were disqualifying or not. And they'll have a chance to do that, of course, in a primary, right? I've always said, Shannon, my job is to not pick winners or losers or say this candidate is better than that candidate. My job as a Democratic Party chair is to defeat Republicans in November. Leave it up to the primary voters to decide who our nominee is, and then we'll fight like hell for whoever they send us.
So that really gives you some insight of what we saw last week here in Virginia when people were yelling, screaming at the top of their lungs, hey, Democrats, Jay Jones, should he be disqualified? According to the chairman of the DNC, no. Their job is to find candidates to run to beat Republicans. End of story, period. That's it. So when you hear Democrats saying, well, it's up to the voters, it's up to the voters, they're not going to take a leadership role in deciding who's going to run in their party. They're simply going to leave it to the voters. And I think that's very enlightening. So for those of you that were yelling and screaming, like, how can they run somebody who says something so horrible for attorney general? Or how can you have somebody who said things so horrible running for the Senate? Well, according to the Democratic chairman of the DNC, that's not their job. Their job is simply to find candidates that the party has put forward to run. And if they happen to be people that have a Nazi tattoo or have said horrible things or wished to watch someone have kids die in their arms, well, that's not up to the DNC. That's up to the voters. They simply will help promote them and get them elected if that's who the Democratic Party puts through as a nominee and they win a primary. They're not going to do any vetting. They're not going to say, nope, we can't get behind this guy like Zora Mamdani or any of the rest. Our job is simply to get them elected to beat Republicans. It's a very enlightening thing. So when you think about it and you've been asking this question, where was the Democrats? That's not what they're about, folks. That's not what they're about. You heard it right there on Fox News Sunday. Let's next move on to This Week with George Stephanopoulos. So George was hosting his program this week, and he tangled with Scott Bessent, who's the Treasury Secretary. Scott Bessent, pretty sharp guy. And when George Stephanopoulos tried to post him up saying that this is a Republican shutdown, the Republicans are the one that was doing this, and this is awful, and I can't believe they're doing this, and yada, yada, yada. Well, Scott Bessent had a direct response back to George Stephanopoulos. You see, when George Stephanopoulos was in the White House, he was the one that was threatened with the government shutdown by the Republicans, and he went on record saying how horrible it was that they shut it down. Scott Bessent uses his own words to come back to haunt George Stephanopoulos years later. Take a listen to this exchange.
No, George, the best way to do it, and look, you were involved in a lot of these in the 90s, and you know, you basically called the Republicans terrorists, and you know, you said that it is not the responsible party that keeps the government closed. And so what we need is five brave, moderate Democratic senators to cross the aisle, because right now it is 52 to 3. Five Democrats can cross the aisle and reopen the government. That's the best way to do it, George.
I can disagree with you about the history there, but we don't need a history lesson right now. Let's talk about what's happening right now.
If you want, I've got all your quotes here, George.
I'm sure you do.
Let's talk about the situation right now. Read your book. So you got one purchase on Amazon this week, and that's very much what you said.
George Stephanopoulos tried to say, oh, the Republicans are Republicans are Republicans. And Scott Bessent comes back and says, well, that's not the same thing you were saying when you were in the White House working for Bill Clinton, and has receipts to prove it. George Stephanopoulos, let's move along. That's, I think, why you're starting to see the Democrats cave, at least those eight senators that came across to say we're going to vote for this continuing resolution. Now, there's going to be a big fight because there's some Democrats who don't want to go along with them, but eight have splintered off for Chuck Schumer. That's not good news for Chuck Schumer, especially with Dick Durbin crossing the aisles to say, yes, let's vote to try to see if we can reopen the government. We'll have more on that coming up on the program. Meanwhile, on Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan, the host, Hakeem Jeffries, was in the hot seat over there again talking about this 41-day government shutdown.
Senator Jeffries, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer did make a new offer, effectively saying, let's extend Obamacare subsidies for 1 year in exchange for reopening the government for 1 year. You have said that you would support that proposal, but just last month, you said this. Take a look.
A 1 year extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits is not acceptable. It's a non-starter. It's a non-starter.
So, Leader Jeffries, what changed?
Well, the proposal that I was making reference to in October was something that was floated out there by a handful of rank-and-file House Republicans, and that was immediately rejected by House Republican leadership because they have no interest in driving down the high cost of living for everyday Americans. The Schumer proposal, of course, was offered in good faith. It's both a one-year extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits. Now we're already in the middle of the open enrollment period. Tens of millions of people are on the brink of facing dramatically increased health care costs, costs that in some cases could be $1,000 or $2,000 per month. That is unaffordable for middle-class Americans, working-class Americans, and everyday Americans. And the Schumer proposal also provides a path toward bipartisan negotiations for a multi-year extension, which will provide the type of certainty that the American people need.
So you heard that. Jen Kiggins, who we had on this program, she told us, we were one of the first to find out that the Republicans were going to offer, she and a handful of Republicans said, listen, we can't keep this government shut down going on forever. Last month, she said, hey, listen, here's what we're going to do. Let's extend the Obamacare credits for 1 year to help us negotiate that. Boom. Hakeem Jeffries said, that's a non-starter. Now, a couple weeks later, Chuck Schumer has basically the same proposal. He goes, oh, this is a great idea. So which is it? Now you start to see where the cracks are starting to come along in the Democratic playbook and their foundation that's built this shutdown that's now gone 41 days. You heard it before with Scott Bessent telling George Stepp.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Monopolis, wait a minute. You were just telling people not long ago when you were in the White House working for Bill Clinton that shutting down the government is an act of terrorism, I think is the quote that George Stephanopoulos used when he was a young staffer for Bill Clinton. Now you're saying that, oh, wait a minute, the Democrats are standing up doing the right thing. His words come back to bite him. Hakeem Jeffries, who said when Jen Kiggins threw this out, Republican lawmaker from Virginia too, when she said it, you dismissed it out of hand. Now that Chuck Schumer's got his back against the wall, you said, oh, well, okay, you know what? Maybe it's not such a bad idea. So you're starting to see where this government shutdown's really putting pressure on everybody. Speaking of putting pressure on people to reopen the government, Abigail Spanberger, our governor-elect from here in Virginia, went on Meet the Press with Kristen Welker, and she was asked about, is it time, as the governor-elect, future governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, to tell D.C. to get back to work? Take a listen.
And now in this government shutdown, Virginians need to and Virginians want to see the government reopen. And my expectation is that we will see a Congress, a Senate, and ultimately a president driving us in that direction.
But should congressional Democrats open the government and then talk about health care?
The government needs to open, and it needs to open immediately. We need the president to demonstrate leadership, bringing people together, endeavoring to get through whatever negotiations need to get through, whether it's before or after. My priority is focusing on the needs and the devastation, frankly, that more than 300,000 Virginians are facing. And that's just the federal employees, government contractors. They will never get made whole. The entirety of Virginia's economy is impacted by this shutdown, just as we've been impacted by DOGE attacks, and the government needs to reopen quickly.
Well, and that's why I'm asking, because there are, what, 825,000 enrollees on food aid in the SNAP program. They're in limbo right now. You have immediate pain. So at what point do you weigh that against the potential of healthcare premiums? I mean, this pain is very real and very acute for people in your state right now.
And it's been going on now for weeks, weeks too long. The government needs to reopen because, in addition to the pain that we are already seeing,
but eight Democrats could cross the aisle and do so.
We absolutely need everyone to vote to open the government. And that's not to say that the challenges we're facing within our healthcare system are not also immediate and acute. Even the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill will have catastrophic.
That's Abigail Spanberger. And you notice this is something that you saw during the election, and you see in one of her first big national interviews, asked point blank, do we need to put pressure on Congress to reopen the government? Meaning Warner and Kaine, do they need to come to the table and vote to reopen the government? She never really answered the question. We saw that when she was asked about Jay Jones during the campaign. Hey, should Jay Jones step aside? Well, I'm going to leave that up to the voters. It's very interesting to see how we will have this Commonwealth governed under Abigail Spanberger, but she did go on Face Nation yesterday. She had some good talking points as well. She had some good points. She understands that we do need to have plentiful electricity, and she did point out the fact that the rest of the states around this Commonwealth have poor energy policies. That's what's driving up some of our energy costs as well. So it was a thoroughly interesting conversation on Sunday for Abigail Spanberger. All right, that's the best of the Sunday shows. Coming up, Brian Kilby and I are going to talk about Zohran Mamdani and why Rachel from Friends is responsible for this Democratic Socialist being elected to the mayor of New York. That's coming up next here on News Radio WRVA. All right. Thanks for joining us this morning on Richmond's Morning News. I'm Rich Herrera. Coming up, we'll talk with Brian Kilmeade. Again, I got this crazy idea. Why is Zohran Mamdani the mayor of New York? It's because Gen Z expects to live their life like it's Friends. I'm telling you, there's something to this. I'll explain it to you all coming up here in a matter of moments. You want to chime in on the program today? Here's the number for you to join us. It is 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That's the number for you to join us here on Richmond's Morning News. Again, the James River Air text line up and running for you on this Monday, November 10th, 833-804-1140. We'll continue. It's News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.